Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This week, we're excited to present Meteor City, an alternate history sci-fi audio drama and easily a favorite here at Greater Boston headquarters. Meteor City takes place in a Detroit, Michigan that's still dealing with the devastation caused by a catastrophic meteor 10 years earlier. Our hero and narrator Bianca has just returned home for the first time since the meteor hit, and her return is anything but smooth. Her journey to find the truth and seek justice for her family and her city has begun. The story of Meteor City is irresistible, the kind of mystery narrative that's teased out perfectly and makes you have to listen to the next episode. Compelling doesn't even begin to cover it. Meteor City is a Wrightwood Studios production, and you can follow the show on Twitter at Meteor City Pod. Stay tuned for a quick preview of the show. We hope you enjoy it, and thanks to Meteor City for their support.
Hey guys, I had something planned for this video, but honestly, I don't have energy to fake this shit today. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm just over it. When I was just out of college, I started this channel. I wanted to tell stories. I wanted to find a way to connect with people and connect with the world. But somewhere along the way, it turned into top five restaurants in Toronto. The best way to pack a carry-on. I've spent the better part of 4 years making shit content. I'm not proud of it. I feel so stuck. And just, I'm tired. Really tired. And I just wanted to go home. That's what I'm going to do.
It's Casey. I just watched your video. You okay, girl? I've never seen you post a video like that. I mean, you never talk about Detroit. And we never push, but you can't be serious about going back. I know things with you and Aiden aren't great right now, but I don't think going back there is going to help. I'm coming over later, and we can just talk, okay? Bye.
Casey, hi. Come on in.
Jesus, Bianca. Are you serious about this?
Yeah.
You packed all your shit already?
Called my landlord and I'm heading back.
Shit. What does Aiden have to say about all of this?
I haven't told him yet. It's over. It's over for good. We're just different people now.
I'm sorry. It's not because of you and me, right?
No. I told him about us. He just wants me to be someone I'm not.
Well, I know you well enough to know there is nothing I can do to stop you. But I don't think it's a good idea. I mean, what the hell are you even going to do there? Where are you going to live?
You sound like my mom. I'm going to stay in a motel and figure it out from there. Seriously, you don't have to worry about me. I can take care of myself.
Yeah, I know that. It's bad there. I heard that they don't even let anyone near the actual site.
It's Detroit. When is it not bad? Look, Casey, I don't expect you to understand this, but I trust my gut, and it's telling me to go back.
You're right. I don't understand. But if you feel this strong about it, you owe it to yourself. Never talk about it. We never pushed. I can't imagine what you went through losing.
Everyone lost someone that day. Talking about it isn't going to bring them back.
Neither is going back. You expecting someone else?
Thai food. Grab the plates.
Fine. Just promise you'll come back. And if things are dangerous, you get your ass out of there.
Sure.
Ugh. Just get the door.
Dion, over here.
Where the hell have you been? I've been worried about you.
Sorry, baby. I had some stuff to handle. But hey, did you see this?
Tired, and I just wanted to go home.
Whatever you're thinking, Crystal, forget it.
Well, I'm thinking she can help us.
How? And what makes you think she even would? I mean, I haven't seen B in years, literally since the fucking landing.
I don't know. Call it a hunch. I read some of her shit. She's bored and she's clearly looking for something.
Ain't we all?
You didn't go deep looking for me, did you?
What you think?
God, Dion, don't do that. Don't you remember how long it took us to find a mask for Anton? I can handle it there and you can't. Just don't, okay? Look, all I'm saying is that when she gets here, she'll see there isn't anything left for her. And she'll end up at D's. And when she does, you can talk to her.
And if she doesn't want to help, what then?
She will.
It's been a minute since I've seen her. But if she's anything like she was, she won't do shit she don't want to do.
Well, then I guess you show her.
You can't be fucking serious. You want me to show her what I can do? Yeah, that will make her want to help us.
Once she sees what you can do, she will. Dion, it's time. It's been 10 fucking years. It's time she knows. It's time the world knows. I'm tired of living in the shadows, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Graham Shapiro is a decent man.
Gideon Media's hit sci-fi thriller, Give Me Away, returns.
There's a lot of people screaming in that prison right now.
So scream me. Just know up front, I'm going to have input.
What happened? Are you all right?
Dad.
Tell us everything.
It seems like you want to scare us into thinking you're going to let us starve.
But should your treatment of us ever cause this decent man to let me off the leash again, anything is possible.
Give Me Away Season 2, starting April 11th.